We are on Daf Lamed Hey Amad Aleph, just to refresh our memories. We had learned on Daf Lamed Dalad Amad Beis. The Gemara Klaud HaShayla, a person said, Kikri Olecho, Nesona Loi B'matone Mal. He said Kikri and he said Olecho. Now, there's a svara to say that he's only answering the kikr, kozman it's kikri, kozman it's my kikr, you can't have hanor from my kikr. And that is a dava poshet, the Ran said, that if he would be makne to someone else, and then that someone else would give it to this olecho, it would zicha be mutter. So the zicha, the kikri olecho, means something, that dafka when it's kikri, but if it becomes, it goes from the mother to the mother, it could be that even though now, when the mother gets it, he gives it to mamatone, it is not kikri anymore, but that could be, is pshat, that what is now kikri, I'm not permitted to give to you. And Rava said it is also, and Rava said, because if you'll say it's mutter, so for what purpose did he answer it? I mean, Kol's money doesn't give it to him, so Saivisai can't have an offer from it. So Al-Kochoch, if he made a koinim, so the koinim is benegeh that he shouldn't give his kikah to the mutter. And the Gemara shlugged up the raya of Rava. The Gemara said it could be atake the iser is davke kozman it is kikri. Afal pikein the iser is negeya, he shouldn't invite him to eat by him, and because one eats by someone else, so it's not considered that it is the machel of the oichel, it is the machel of the mezamen. So memele, so it could be that in that case he asked, when it's still kikri, he's asking it olecha. But if he gives it to him, could be it'll be mutter. So we have here al kaponim a member of Rava, that Rava holds that it is osa, the matone. Eisvei, so the Gemara now asks Akasha and Rava. We learned Omar Loi Hashileini Poroscho. Reuven comes over to Shimon and he says Hashileini Poroscho. But let us perhaps look in the Ran before we see the Loshna Gemara, so we'll perhaps understand the Loshna Gemara a little better. Hashileini Poroscho Haknuyo. The Poro that you bought. Poro hamonachas bifneim. Now, the Teferis Sin explains this Ran. What is he coming to tell us? Porosra haknuya. He's telling him, he's being maramis in, remember, you bought 20 poros, you know, so you have a lot of poros. So lend me this poros. That's what poro haknuya is coming to be meramez, that you bought a lot of poros. This is one of the poros you bought. So lend me a poros, lend me this poros. Omaloi, now let's see the Loshna Gemara. Koinam poro sha'ani koni loch. Nichsai olecho im yeshli poro elozu. Now let's see the Ran. Koinam poro shani koni olecho. Koinam olecho porosi zu. He says, I'm answering on you this pore, im ani konisi elo porozu. And elo, the Tversin, it says is a loshen bulvad. That means, he's telling him that, you're timing that I should lend you this pore. Why? Because I have so many pores. So why can I lend them a pore? So I'm telling you, first of all, I'm telling you this is my only pore. That's number one. So I need it for myself. And then he's telling him, and koinem olecho poros izu, I'm making an isa koinem on you, on this pori imani konisi bilvat poros. If he ever was koinem other poros besides this pori, that means this is the only pori I have, and I have other, and that's what I'm telling you. You don't believe me, I'll tell you, if I have other poros where you say I'm answering this pori on you. That means Yenna is persistent. Yenna is tiny. I don't understand you. You have so many poras, so why can you lend me this pora? So he's coming to him with a taina. He says, first of all, I don't, it's not true what you're saying. And this is the only pora I have. And if I have other poras, the way you're saying it, then I'm asking this on you. That means I'll show you. You wanna be persistent, you wanna force me, I shall lend you this por. I don't have other poras, so finish. And if I do have other poras, so this poras should be also on you. Or he's asking his nechosim on him. Case number one. Case number two. Hashileini kardumoch. He comes over, lend me your kardum. Omaloi. Koinem kardim li shani koni. He says, again he's saying, I don't have any other kardumim. And if I would have other kardumim, so here he's proving it the other way. He is proving it, I can have other kardumim, so it should be also to me. Nichsi alai mieshli kardim elazer. Or my nechot should be also to me, if I have another kardim. So Bekitza, we have here a scenario that this person is pressuring him to lend him this kardim and this porah, and he's telling him, this is my only porah. And you understand what he means. It's knuyaloch, you bought a whole bunch of them. So he tells them, if it would be the way you say, I'm asking them on you. That means you're telling me, I know what I'm telling you. Or I'm asking on myself the kardum, if I have other kardum. Benimtza sheyeshlo. And then we see Take that, Take has kardum, he has polis. Is some emailer, is bechayav also. So now let's go to the first case by the Pora. That he asked the Pora on the Shoyul. He asked that, so Bechayov also is not have enough from it. Meis oishanos na loy b'matona arei zemuto. But what happened if he died? So memele, so it's not Porosi. Seems that that was the Loshna Bram. Poroshani koni olecho koinem olecho porosi koni. It's called my poro. So if he died, so now it's not his poro anymore. It's the Yerushim's poro. Oy shenit veloy b'matone, or he gave it him b'matone. Arei zemuta. So what do we see from this? We see from this not like Rove. He says, Bekitza, after the whole scenario over here, he was answering his pora on Yenim, and it says, if he gave it to Mamaton, it's Muta. So you see, Klo, that, not the way Rava said that, that Tikri Olecho is also Bamaton. Omar Ravacha bereid Ravike shenit naloy al yedayach. That doesn't mean that he gave it to him. Shenit naloy b'matona means that it was given to someone else and someone else gave it to him. So memele, so then take it's not porosi. And that Rav is also made. He says the whole issa kikri alecha is. And I mean to say that what is now kikri, I'm not allowed to give it to you. Even though when I'll give it to you, it won't be kikri anymore. But if it goes, if there's a hefsek acher, then everyone is moida that it is mutter. Rashi says they cannot be the Ktani Shanit Naloi, but the Ktani Shanos Naloi. Now let us see the Ram. Bechaya Bosa, im Nimsa Shesh Leipora Cheres, I call the Mach. Meis Oishen, Nit Naloi, but my Toya Reiche Bute. Shum, the Chim Meis. That was the havamin of the Gemara. So it's a kashan rove said kikri olecho. It is also here just close and it naloi b'maton is mutter. So let us see Rabbi Kevega and Gilyan Ashaz on the bottom of the Yom. So Rabbi Kevega says as follows. The koshel l'rov the osa. Koshely. So Rabbi Kevega says, I don't understand what the kasha is on rov. Rov poshet rak mikoyach haychocha. Rov proved that kikri olecho is osa. The ilu kikri, if you say it's muta, the ilu kikri olecha lafukimai, if it is muta in such a case, because then it's not kikri anymore, so in which case did he mean ta'asa? If they'll steal it. I mean, sarkocha kikri olecha means in such a case. Vizeu shayich bekikel. So this eichoche is by kiker. The stam anos kiker rak lachil chomoyshe kosav havosh. So memele. So in what case did he mean taas the kiker alecho? He meant taas not to eat my kiker. He didn't mean that you shouldn't steal my kiker because the totem neshangefalon. The general steal the kiker. So alkoche he meant kiker alecho, which means you're not allowed to eat my kiker. He meant to say that I am not allowed to give it to you. So memele, so there I have a heichoche that when he said kikri alecho, it means ta'asa, even though when you're getting it, it's not kikri anymore. Because al kochoch, that was the only case where he needed to make a neder. Avol hoche bepore v'kardum leishayich heichoche zu. The ball lafuki boit shapore shaloi. Also la shili honis remena. Ken ishleim the rabbi made beze the mutter benoisein bimatone. So take Rabbi Kevega, but over here, by a pore or by a kaldum. So here we could say, poros yalecha means I'm not allowed to lend you the pore. That means if you go with the laws of digduk, kikri olecho, theoretically should be mutter, because I'm only asking on you when it's kikri. Well, if I give it to you by matonis, it's not kikri already, so it should be mutter. No, Rav said, here we have to say, we can't go with pure digduk, because if it's mutter then, so in which case is it also? So what case did one to ask a kikri olecho? That was Rav's hechech. So kochoch, we have to say that kikri olecho is coming to tell us that afilu, kikri olecho is coming to tell us that afilu, that afilu gave him a tone, it is still awesome. So there you have a hechech. But over here, we're talking about a poret or a kaldum, so there is a shimush of shaila. So there we could say that he's saying, porosi alecha, kadumi alecha, I'm not allowed to lend it to you. But if I give it to you with matonis, so they don't have a hechech that he meant to asa. So they all say, take, there's mistabit's mutter. Rova only said this by kikri. Because the shimush of kikir is a shimush of achila. So if he didn't mean to asa, So what is pshat this whole net of kikri olech? That's Rabbi Kevega's kasha. Rabbi Kevega buys by its orchim. b'chsam seifon the peirish yosef on a fa'em for this kasha, v'cher they say a posha to teretz, that they say ein achanami, that is true, that rove was meichiyah, that tikri olecho, is also because if not, what is pshat b'skoinam, for what other tzir is he asking? But the Gemara shloved up Rava say chochet. Rava says it could be saying kiki alecha the azmanei Allah. So it's shayach to say that he's asking that the kiki alecha should be mutter, and if he gives him a matone in the case that he's making the neder, that he's, it's also la azmanei. It's also to be mazmanim. So you also have a case how to explain the lashon of the neder without being mechiyach, that the only case it's also is b'maton. You have another case that it's also. So v'af al pi case, even though they shlugged up Rovas Eichocha, but Rovas still remain l'shitosoi without Eichocha. So Rav holds kikri alecha means that which is now my kik without an echocha, that which is now my kik, I'm not allowed to give to you. So memele, now kochach the echocha became bottle because they slugged them up. So memele, so what's like Rabbi Kivega? Rabbi Kivega, in fact, here there's also no echocha because it could be he means that parosia lecha b'shailo. Fine, so there's no echocha. Afal pikein by kikri, there's also no aloch. No heichoche. Ba'afal pikein rova holds kike lecha is also so. Who didn't parosi lecha is also. That's how the Chassam Sefer the Peirush Yosef ha'em for Rabbi Kivega's kasha. If someone wanted a taina, it could be Rabbi Kivega held that rova is chaylik on the one who asked him. I mean, rova said. Rav said, "Pshite the avol gav the yovelay b'maton etzosa, because of else kikir lecha lafuki mai lafuki the gondem in emigna." So memele, so Rav said for a svore pshute that I mean, but Rav proved it that we can't say he's coming to because if it won't be us in this case, so in what case is mean to us? So the Gemara says, no, it means to ask Azmanei. So why wasn't Rav Nochis for this? It could be Rav held that Azmanei, not the way that Ran says, if you Mazman something, I can give it to him since he's going to eat it. So it's not sure you're eating mine. Then the Machin of the Zaygalma, but could be Rav La'alocha held that Azmanei, it's also not called Kikri. So if that's the case, so Memele, so then, Atabek Vegas era gutakashe. But here, by Porosi and Kardumi, here, there's no heichoche that he means to asa matone. It could be that what he said, Porosi alecho, Kardumi alecho, means I won't lend it to you. But if he gives me matone, it could be here, Rabba will also be made. So the Gemara says, "Shen nitna loy de acher, shen nosnoi made leinish da alma, v'acher kach nosnoi ze lemud." Dafk in such a case, it's muta. They canami diktoni shen nitna loy kloima, shekach oisa kabola biyodom, likrois nitno bechirik, afal pi shen biksivishum hefresh. That means there was a Messiah that's how you learned it this after, that it's said nito, not nosle. L'inyin ha'loche kaimelon afogav du yovinelei b'matana osa, b'hochi poshet le'rove, b'asikno deiko nami diktoni, fakad nitno, so why is it dafka nitno? Because of a rajbezal, the chihecha di yov matona osa, who adin imlokroi muda mimenu, will also be osa. That means if he bought it from him, Labdav Kematone, he says, the one should not be dissuaded from the word Kikri. Kikri means that which is now Kikri is also Alecho, even though by becoming yours it's Ois Kikri. So that's the end of this sugya. Boi minei rove me Rav Nachman, yesh me'ile bekoino meis oiloi. Is there a din me'ile bekoinomis? So the Ran says, yesh me'ile bekoinomis. Ho'eiser dovo olov bekoinom, v'nene mimenu. If a person also very unclear the lashon of the Ran, ha'isa dovo olov bekoinom. He asked something on him. I don't know if the him is someone else or himself. V'nene mimeno. Mi mechayiv mi'ila oiloi. Is there a chiyiv mi'ila? Now what are the tzodei ha'shayla? Mi omrinan da asoi kikol. He made it like a kol. He said koinom. He said koinom. Koinom is a loshen kolm. V'chayev olov asham me'ilo is kenena min ha'kadosh. So he gave it dinei kolm. V'chayev olov asham me'ilo kenena min ha'kadosh. So the Birchas Avraham is medayik from this ram. Not like the Gdoile Achroinim say. Gdoile Achroinim means Rab Chaim Oizer, Rab Chonon. And perhaps he says there's other Rishonim like them. But why did the Ran mention on Oshom? I mean, if there's Dine Me'ile, so there's a Karen and a Chaimish also. Why did he jump to the Oshom? And Be'emis in the whole concept of Keren V'Chaimish by Kainomis is very difficult to understand. That there should be a din Keren V'Chaimish. Keren V'Chaimish Poshet is a gezel to Kedin. You're gazling from Hegdish. And if a person asks a kika on himself or on someone else, so where's there a gezel Hegdish over here? So he wants to say, from if the Ran mentioned, the Gemara says Yesh Mila B'Kainomis, and the Ran only mentioned the Din Kolben of Me'ile, which is brought because of the Chilul Kedusha, and he doesn't mention Bechlal, the Gezel the Kedin, so it seems from the Ran that no one ever thought of that there should be a Gezel the Kedin. There's no Keren V'Chaimish over here, but the Shaila is, does it have Dinei Hegdish, that if one is mechalal the kedusha, you have to bring a korban, just like by a koinah. That's the shaila. It's only a shaila legabi osho. That was the shaila. Omalei. So Rove asked Rav Nachman the shaila. Omalei to nisua. We learned in our Mishnah. Mokim shenoitlin oleoscha. People are not the Hekdish. We learned in the Mishnah as follows. The Mishnah says, let's just mention the case of the Mishnah, that a Baal Aveda lost something, he's not permitted to have a no from the Machzer Aveda. The Machzer Aveda was mother him imen. He can't have a no from him. Now, it's speaking about b'mokim, the lashon of the Mishnah is mokim shemaskirim ki yaitzei behem, mokim shenoitom ala schar, tipol ano lehendish. So the Mishnah says as follows, what is if the marzer aveide is botol min asela, that means because he's being marzer, the aveda of the mudder, he's not working that day. So it's mokim shenoytla leschar. So he's entitled to get paid for the Shabbos Aved. And the Ran says pshat, but he doesn't want to get paid. So by not wanting to get paid, he's making problems for the muda. That means he's entitled to get paid for this service of being Masa Daveda, since he's Botel Misela. He doesn't want to get paid, so he's being Mahana the Muda. So the Mishnah says, in order to overcome this problem, people on the Olegdish. So the money which the Masa is entitled to receive, the Muda should give this money to Hegdish. So Mamel, that's how he is nitzel from the Issa. So Mamela, so he said, it says in the Mishnah, Tiplano le Hegdish, le Meimra ke Hegdish. So the Mishnah said this marshal of Tiplano le Hegdish to say that Kainamas are equivalent to Hegdish. Me Hegdish yesh by Mi'ila, af Kainamas yesh behen Mi'ila. So let us see the Ran. So the Ran says, "Tipul anol hegdish lememre kegdish, the iloidomi kainomis lehegdish." If we will say that kainomis do not bechlal have dinei hegdish, havle lememre yelech anol yamamelach kedektoni bechol duchte. And wherever a person is not permitted to derive benefit, so we say yelech anol yamamelach. So lechayre, the halacha should have been here. That means that Chazal should be misakin. If you'll receive the aveda, everyone who receives the aveda has to pay money for it. If he was bought from his seller. So in order that you should not derive benefit from this Ashavas aveda, you have to take the money which normally would be paid to the Marzer Aveda, and in order not to derive benefit from it, you should be Melech Liyam HaMelech. Why did the Tana say people are no language? Elamishum de Bekainomish Yesh Ben Mile Ke Hegdish, because by Kainomish there's an Issa Mile, it's given the Behegdish Osik, Tana people are no language. That means as follows. That means the Tana is telling you, if you will accept the Aveide without laying out any money, so you'll be nene mina hegdish, because yesh mila bekainomis. So in order to avoid this problem, people are no hegdish. So it means that's why he gave this marshal. He was osik behegdish in order to avoid you. You should have enough from hegdish. People are not hegdish, but that's not meikar adin. People are not hegdish. You could yam melech would also be sufficient. So al koponim. So since he said such a marshal of how to be nitzel from the Iser Ano, so you see it's like Hegdish. Hegdish yesh b'mila, avkenomish yesh b'mila. So the Gemara says, b'emerson, this shayla is ketanoi. So machloik is tanoi. Koinom kike zu Hegdish. The person says, Kainem keep kika zu hegdish. He's answering this kika like hegdish. That means, what does it mean like hegdish? That just like hegdish is also the kulalme, so this kika is also the kulalme. Va'ochlo, and he ate it. Bein hu, he ate it. Or bein chaveiroi, or the chave ate it. Mo. So whoever ate it is moil. That means he made a kainem kloli. And memela, so whoever eats it is moil. Lefichach, therefore, yesh lo pidyon. There's a din pidyon. It can be poida the kainam. Kike zu olai hegdish. But what if he said that he made a kainam proti, that this kike should be also on me? He's not making a kainam proti. chaveiroi loimol, because it's a kaidam proti. Lefichoch ain lo pidyin, therefore there's no pidyin. Divrei Rav Meir. That's what Rav Meir says. V'chachomim oimrim, ben kach hu ben kach. Sai by a kainam kloli, sai by a kainam proti, loimol, lefichay mila bekainomis. Because there's no din mila bekainomis. Let us see the Ram. Kainam kika zu hegdish, sha'osra bekainam lakil ke hegdish. Shehu osa lecholodom. Just like hegdish is osa lecholodom, she's making this osa lecholodom. Ochlo bein hu, bein chaveirei mo, v'yesh mi'ila bekainomis. Lefichoch, therefore, yesh lo pidyin. The kiven the mitzah akula alme, since it's also for everyone, kehegdish, like hegdish, is toughest pidyin, so there's a din pidyin. You can be paid the kedusha. We'll come back to this Rashi. Kikazu olai hegdish, what if he made a kainam ploti, ochlo humo. Even though it's only osar anem, obakimisani iuminemo, but when he has a noise moil. Chaveiroi loimo, lefikoch ein lo pidyu. The kimen de chaveiroi loimo, loi olim kehegdish lemitfis pidyoino. So it's not olim like hegdish. So we had mentioned a meiradike meiri that explains Maxima, this is Pshat and the Ram also. The Meiri says as follows. If a person makes a kainam kloli, is gufoy kodesh. That means it's also for everyone. So there's a kedushas haguf on the kainam. If it's gufoy kodesh, so there's a din pidyin. Pidyin is like a chilul kedusha. Anything that has a kedusha or something similar to Kedusha's Hegdish is there's a din pidyon that we can be mechalo the Kedusha on something else. If a person makes a koinem proti, so you cannot say gufay kodesh because yen is allowed to eat it. So you can't say that the guf is kodesh. But the goof is Kodesh, and no one be allowed to eat it. It'd be a din meal on everyone. There's only an Issa Kedusha, but it's not Gufay Kodesh. So we see from the Meiri, a Meiradike Deher. There are different types of Isurim. There's an Issa Kedusha. By an Issa Kedusha, if you're Oivan Issa Kedusha, you bring Hashomex, it's a din meila. And this is so there's a certain oifen of kapore, it was eaten b'shoigik, so there's a din, a kapore of Hashem me'ilois. But it's not gufay kodesh, but this is for the iso. Pidyin, you need gufay kodesh. That the etzem chavtze has to become a chavtze of kedusha. A kainam kloli, it's gufay kodesh. So that is a din pidyin, there's a din chilo. So the kedusha that is found on the kiko is nischalol on the money. That's pshat in Ramei. V'chachomim aimrim ben kach uben kach loimo. Lefi shein meila bekainames ben bekainam kloli shosalakil ben bekainam proti. Zokteran, l'inyin halocha, kain belong ke Rav Meir, halocha we paskin like Rav Meir, v'yesh me'ila b'kainomis. The Rav Nachman poshid le'le rove, mimas nisen sh'yesh mila. We see Rav Nachman brought a raya from our Mishnah, people are not hegdish. So why did he hop on hegdish? Why didn't he say yelach ha'no le'yam ha'melo? So we say yesh mila b'kainomis. Beg shvush taim basra, nami mafchinen, der ameel rabona, verkehrt der rabona, hod yeshmila. Yebesta mishne yeshmila, we have the moment to say der rabona, hod yeshmila. Hilkach kaimelon, the yeshmila. V'kaimolonami dekoinam kloli yesh loy pidyin. U'mistavkali, I'm a supik, man de moel bekoinomets, if a person will be moel, im mishteri ahu koinam lebosa de moel kehegdish yetzi lechulin ayidei me'ila. So here's a sofik now, we find by Me'ile, that the Maisa Me'ile is Mafkiya, the Kedusha, from the double Kodesh. So Doc Lanta, does this apply by Kainomis? Daran, Edasofik. That means it could be this din, it doesn't apply by the Issa Koinem. The Issa Koinem, it is an Issa that needs a kapor of an Osham. It is a Kedusha that is a Din Pidyon, but that the Issa should create, it should make it Chulen, could be, that does not apply by Koinomis, and Samael, he doesn't know. He's misopic. Zok the Gemara weiter. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Omalei Rav Ache bereide Rav Ivye le Rav Ashi. Kikri olecho vnosna loy bematone. Mi moal. The person said, so he's going according to Ramea. Kikri olecho. So we're talking about a kind of poti. Vnosna loy bematone. And he gave it to him by Matan. Mi Moel. So who will be Moel over here? He says, the mother gave to the mother this Kike by Matan. Limo Noisem. Let the mother be Moel. Although Yasur Alei, it's not also on him. Limo Mekabel. Let the Mekabel be Moel. Yochel the Omar Hetere Beisi Isur Eloi Beisi. If we're speaking about Mila, so we're speaking about that he did not know that this is also on him. So he could say, I didn't want to be Zeichet. Omalei Mekabel Mol Luchshe Yoitzi. Shekol amritzi mois hegdish lechulen, kisavo shalchulen hu moyul avzem moyul. So he'll only be moyul when he'll be mitzi this mois lechulen. Let us see the Ran. Zok the Ran. Kikri olecho. Benosla loy bematone mimo kloima mimoal benesinezu. Is there a meile in this nesine? The kiven the yesh mile. If we hold as a din mile by kanonis, ki eichi de omar behegdish the notal even oikoiro shel hegdish mo. The person will take for himself an Evan shall hegdish, a Kaira shall hegdish, mol afal pi shaloi heitzio. He didn't give it to someone else. He took it for himself. Ochinami, mikiven shezochabo, since he was zoiche, shaiche mile, so there's a din mile. Sheyotso Mirshus Oisa Venichneso Lirshus Mekabel. A very interesting lotion of the Ran, and we'll hoffentlich will come back to the Ran. Now the Ran is explaining a svore why the Mekabel should be Moyo. Mi Mo Benesinezu. Since it's a din mila, just like Behegdish, if a person takes an Evan Ekoira, even though he didn't give it to someone else, he kept it for himself, he's Moyul. Ochinami Mikivin Shezochabo, Yenig gave it to him, and he was Eichish Eich Meile. Sheyotso Mirshus Oiser, Vinichneso Lirshus Mekabo. It left the Rishus of the Oiser, and there was Nichnes Lashus Mekabel. Limer Noisin Horeyosche Yolei. So now the Gemara says, let the Noisin be Moyul. He didn't ask it on himself. Zakteran, Mikan, Tshuve lo HaRambam Zal. So this Gemara, I shlugged up the Rambam, Shekosav, the Rambam says, Hamavir es chaveiroi ve'echiloi loike mishum le'yachol devorei. K'meshikasati l'maylo v'perik ve'elu motorim. I brought this raya from this Gemara and kegen the Rambam. The Rambam shita is that if a Reuven is mother Shimon from, let's say, from this kikra, and then Reuven gives the kikah to Shimon. So the Rambam says that Reuven is over bal yachol devoy. That means by ushering it on Shimon, he's mekabel on himself to make sure that Shimon should never know from it. That's his chalik of the nether. So if he gives it over to Shimon, so he's mechalel his dibur. Shimon, if Shimon is nana from it, so there's a Nisa Chefza that Shimon is over. But Bal Yachol, Shimon is not over because Shimon never made an enter. That's Shitas HaRambam. And the Ran holds over there, La Yachol Adovar Koi. That means he shouldn't be Mechalo the Dovar. That means there was Chalo Nisa Chefza on the Zach. And they say, shouldn't be Mechal, they say, Chepsa, that was Chal. That is the Ran Shita. The mother isn't over anything. And the mother is over Bal Yachol. And the Rambam Shita is that the mother is over Bal Yachol if he gives it. Here the Gemara says, Limoil Noisein, Olayosholei. So you see, Klo, there's no Issa whatsoever on the mother. We'll come back again to this Hanusa. Limoil Mikabel, let the Mikabel be Moil. Yochel de Omar, so he can say, Hetere Boino, Isure Loibeino. I want to be Zoiche Heter, I don't want to be Zoiche Issa. She ilu hoyo yodeya, Shehushal Issa. He would not have wanted to be zeichen it. So the schia, that means the mother gave him this kikah, and he was zeichen the kikah, but the whole schia was because he was ignorant that this kikah is also on him. So there's no schia. If a person is moitzi something mirshus hegdish, and he gives to someone else, that means a person will take mirshus hegdish to give to someone else, to give to achenbeni. That means he'll take money of hegdish. He doesn't know. He thinks it's his money. We're talking about mila b'shege. He goes and gives it to the achenbeni. So then the moitzi is moyil. Efsher v'afilu betoy small, even though the chenveni does not know that this is hegdish, and if the chenveni would have known, he never would have been zeichen. So by the chenveni, it's also a schia betoyis. V'afal pikein, the moitzi is moyil. That means I gave him something which he wasn't zeichen it. Shani hoche shuhule eitzioi, ela chavere eitzioi, vizeloyosa ela shekiblo. So the Ran says as follows, if someone takes away something from Hegdish, and he takes it, puts it into another Rishus, so then that's called the Yitzor Rishus Hegdish. Even though in the Rishus he put it in, even though Yenna wasn't Zeich in it, we'll say if he would have known that it's Hegdish, he wouldn't want to be Zeich in. But that's called, I made a Yitzor Rishus Hegdish. So that is sufficient to create a Din Mila. But, if the mother gave the mother the chayfetz, so the etzem hoitzor mirshus mother, mirshus mother, that's the mitzvah the mother made. And that's the gemara said the mother zichra is an oiver. So why should the mother be oiver? Because he was zeichenet. So the Gemara says very good. He wasn't zeichen it. If he would have known that it's also liskizbe, it wouldn't have been zeichen. So it's a schiyah betoyz. So a mele. So no one is zeichen of it. So won't be a din mila. Amalei. So he told the meinachanami. In such a case, there will not be a din mila. Loi mitzad amade, loi mitzad amud. But if the Mekabel will take it away from the mother, then it'll be moil. Nei, the gabi schi amrin the schi betoysu lo sheyaitzi. But if we'll take it or give it to someone, if we'll take it out or give it to someone else, then it'll be moil. That means, if we'll give it to someone else, then it'll be moil. That what he was saying, it's we'll come back to this, just let's finish the run. Yerushalmi, Noda, Minakika, Mal, Lechamim, Boy, Es, Yodov, Vloy, Ifshite. Shaila in the Yerushalmi. Now, let us go on the run, shlugged up the Rambam from Agamore. Agamore said that the mother zikha will not be moil because the halayosa alay, it's not osa on him. So he says, so you see there's no issa on the mother, we can't shuva l'rambo. So the gedoyli achroinim, fa'emfer, the Ran's Kasha and the Rambam, they say there's no Tushtel. Bishloima alts talav of la yachol devorei. The Rambam holds, by, if you made a nether, the yen is not allowed to have a no, so in your nether is kolu, that you're not allowed to give it to him. No yachol devori, that's a chilul of your dibur. So therefore you're not allowed to give it to him. Masha enkein. Here we're speaking about dinei me'ile. Me'ile is tole in the kedushas ha'chefetz. Well, the chefetz is not kodesh for you. So my male, the zichet, the kedush and the chefetz is on the mudah, not on you. Do you, there's a yisra of chilul dibur. But there's no kedusha on the chayvus l'gabi you. So like it's missing a word in the Gemara. Halo yasiro lei b'isamila. That's what the achayim say. There's no isamila on them. Sure, there's an isa of Bal Yachol, but there's no isamila. That's how the achayim fa'em for the Rambam. So we have to understand. What did the Rambam hold? What did the Ran hold? Why wasn't the Ran noches to this? Number one. Number two, the Ran says something very interesting. Given shezocha bo shaykh mi'ile sheyotso mirshus oiser v'nichnisa l'rshus mekabel. It's a psalmotne loshen. And where do we find such an Indian? Where do we find such an Indian of Issa Mila we find is when you take something from Hegdish. Here the Ran is saying, Yotzo Mirshus Oiser, V'nichnasa L'Rshus Mekabel. It's a different, it's all Mirshus, Mirshus Oiser, L'Rshus Mekabel. Is Dachsach Mir, and there's one more Ha'ore, which Bemison the Ersameich is Moira. The Yerushalmi clears a shayla. Okay, the Yerushalmi, I'd like to mention the Yerushalmi which the Ram does not bring down. Amur adiki Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi clears a shayla. If a person asa this kika on someone else, is mutal lachmal lachamim boi meshod. He's allowed to warm his hands, is he not allowed to warm his hands? Is the Yerushalmi is poishet the shayla from the loshen of Rameya. It says, koinim, kikezu alai, ba'ochlo humol chaveiro loimol, fikachei lopidin. So it says, va'ochlo. Why does it say va'ochlo? Why doesn't it say Nischamam Yodok? That's the Yerushalmi's kash. Is a raya that Chimum is mutter. So the Yerushalmi answers, no, it's speaking about when he said, Ki kezu alai, he only asked it b'achila. That's why it says v'ochla. If he would ask it b'ano also, then it'd be also a filo b'chimum. This is a Yerushalmi. This is the Yerushalmi. Now, so there's a big problem on this Yerushalmi. He says the Yerushalmi was medayik. Why did it say va'ochlo humo? So the achreinim ask a kash on the Yerushalmi that the whole Yisr Mila by Hegdish is dafke if your nene kederech hanosoi. Shaloi kederech hanosoi, there's no isa me'ila. The Gemara says in Psochem that if a person is nene from the shade of the heichel, it's not called his nene, shan, because it's shaloi kederech hanosoi, shani heichel de leteicha yasuya. The walls of the heichel were made to be megin on the teich of the eichel, not on the outside of the eichel. So that's not the derech hano. So if you're nene, shaloi kederech hano, there's no din mila. So how could the Yerushalmi, klera shayla, how could the Yerushalmi be poishet the shayla? From that what it says, ochlo, it has to be ochla. It could be a filo chimum, could be obiyosa, but there's no din meila, because the din meila is only kederech hano. So there is a and that's one. And then there's another major ha'ora from this Yerushalmi, the Mishnah Lamelech, this perik dalad mehilchus mila, I think Allah yudalad. The Mishnah Malach has a suffix, if the whole halacha of Yesh Mila Bekanomis was only said if it's Osa Bahano. If it's only Osa Bahila, it could be there's no din Meila. So the Semeich says, at Fapasta Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, Klo, not like that. Yerushalmi is Sakashe. Why does it say Ochla Mol? Let's say Nischama Moyode Mol. And the Yerushalmi is speaking about that he only made an Issur Achila for the Avol Pikein Ochla Mol. So we see from the Yerushalmi that there's a Din Meile, even though he only asked it by Achila, not like the Mishle Melech Sofi. Is Dachsach Mir Pshat in all these Inyonim? Pshat is as follows. the night. Just found now, Baksma de Yelis Hashacha seems to say something similar to this. The Isurei Neder a person makes, their man-made Isurei. Mizrayis the Loshan Aran Keseda, the Ran said in the first Perek, Hu Oslam, that means, Adova Hanoda means, this is an Issa that a person created. It's not Torah de Kisurim. He's making the Issa. Now, if he said Kainom, so he wants to make an Issa of Kedusha. He wants to make an Issa of Kedusha, as we mentioned from the Meiri. If he makes a Kainam Kloli, he's making it, Mamish, it's Gufay Kodesh. He makes a Kainam Ploti, he's making a Nisa Kedusha. But he is specifying what kind of Issa he wants to make. He's saying what kind of Issa he wants to make. The Din Me'ila over here is because he wants to make a Nisa Kedusha, so he wants to make that his Issa should have the halachas of, since he mentioned Koinom, that his Issa should create the Neimila, because he wants the Issa should be equivalent to an Issa Hegdish. That means that's what he is, that is the type of Issa he is making. Therefore, we see in the Loshen of the Ram, din mila sheyaitze mershus oisa v'nichnas l'shus mekabo. That means this me'ila is, it means there's no such thing by Hegdish from Oyser and Mekabel. The Oyser is, I'm taking away from Hegdish. Here, Lohitzi Mushus, he wants to make an Iser that has similarities to Yisurei Kedusha. And if you hold like a may, a person can do such a thing. But this is a man-made Issa, which has Dinei Kedusha on it. Therefore, Hoitzi Mershus Oisa V'nichnes L'shus Mekabel, also, there should be a Din Mila, because he wants his Isurim should have Dinei Kedusha. So it could be the Ran held, if the Rambam holds, that the mother is also over an Isurim because of the Neder. These are Isurim that come about to the Neder that he made. If he wants his Nedorim, should the Isurim that he's creating, should be Koinom Dike Isurim. I mean, since I said Alosh and Koinom, I want the Isurim that I create should have Dinei Kedusha, it should be an Issa Kodesh, that there should be Dinei Me'ile for being over on these Isurim. So it could be the Issa and the Madir also falls into this Cheshbon. That means, since he's making the Isurim, and he says the Isurim, he says Alosh in Koinom, that I want the Isurim I'm creating should be Isurei Kedusha. So if the mother is also affected by the Isurim he created, there's a din lo yachol devoroi, that he is also not permitted to make sure that this koinim should be nischalo. He's also achroi in this koinim. So there should be Dine Mila by the Madir also. That's what the Ran held. The Ran held the holding of Mila Bekoinomis is that it's Bekoyach Yad Ha'odom to create whatever type of Asurim he wants to make. If he wants to make an Issachila, makes an Issachila. If he wants to make an Issachidushi, makes an Issachidushi. If he wants the Issa Chila, should be having Issa Kedusha, so Issa Chila will have an Issa Kedusha. Even though, all over, there's no such thing that an Issa Rachila has an Issa Kedusha. All the Nemila is when there's an Issa, no, but this is not the Algemeinah in Mila. He wants his Isurim should be equal and similar to Issa Kedusha. And that is the chiddush of Rameyeh, whatever he wants, he can make. Whatever he says can become, becomes. So Memele, and if he wants that he's Yisum Shalem Dine Kedusha, so there should be a Din Milan himself, there should be a Din Meile Afilu Yoitze Meshus Oise Lushus Mekabu, and there'll be Dine Yisure Meile Afilu Nene Shaloi Kedalkoi. That what is a halacha, because if he wants to ask that, that's the shaila. Mal lechamim boyes yodo. That means agavucha the semech says, what's the shaila of the Yerushalmi? What is the tzodim of the? So he says the Yerushalmi is klang a shaila because we have a klal by meile. It's tafk nene v'loy pogam. You're not moyo. You need a dovo. That the hano normally comes through pgam, you're not moyel if it was nene v'loy pogam. So the Yerushalmi is playing a shaila, normally the hano of a kiker is through pgam, you eat it, but will there be a din me'ile if it was nene v'loy pogam. But this shaila is only a shaila in his kavone, that means he's making isurim, which he wants that his isurim should have isurim kedusha and dine kedusha. So the shaila is, how similar should this be to dine mila? Even though it's shaloi kederech hano, that was a davar poshet, that he means to ask shaloi kederech hano. That's no shaila. And the Sameir says, we find before also, the Gemara says that if he said, Anos oichel olai, so he's not allowed to take chitim, which are chewed up, and put it on the makkah. That's called Anos oichel, even though the Gemara Mesochim says, this is shaloi kederech hano. So that means that sicher, the me'ila of kainomis is not the same me'ila of hegdish. Hegdish has its own halachas. Tafkitz nene kederech hano, shani heichel de l'soicha yesu. This is zicha, a man-made me'ila. And since he wants it should be dine me'ila and what he is making, so me'mele, there are dine mele, and if he wants it should be also shaloi kederech hano, there'll be a din mele shaloi kederech hano. No, the shaila of the Gemara here was, here it's nene v'loi pogam.